Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from the effect of heat on our roads to a new special drink in County Galway, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us about all the stories from around the country this week that you just might have missed if you were out enjoying the good weather. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Good. Yeah, really good. It's been a great week.
It's been a lovely week, yes. We have a few thunderstorms in Kildare today, but we're hoping they go for later and for the weekend.
Of course, the Curragh.
The Curragh, yes. We're off racing today.
I know.
Yes.
Myself and Shane are on a little date.
Yes, a little date in Kildare. You're on your holidays
in
Kildare.
Well, you're always raving at me to come down.
Absolutely.
So.
We've lots to share in Kildare.
I said I would. Yes. We'll finally try and find you a taco.
Do you want to be leader of the Labour Party?
I will take that fight as high as I can take that fight.
Do you have confidence in Keir Starmer as Prime Minister?
I do have confidence in him as a person. I think the country does need to change.
Do you understand why people are voting for reform?
100%. Because my party and other parties have let them down.
And what do you make of Nigel Farage?
Clearly effective, but I just don't agree with him.
Well, get used to that voice, because that's Andy Burnham. And we love finding any association between Ireland and any famous person. So I never knew this, but Andy Burnham is Irish. So we're going to Louth for our first story. And he's the man described as being tipped to be the next Prime Minister of Britain, Andy Burnham. And he's very strong Drogheda roots.
Right.
And they're very proud of him in Drogheda. So the Drogheda Independent tells us that his great-grandfather, Edmund Ned Burke, came from Drogheda and emigrated with his whole family to Liverpool in the late 1800s. And Andy Burnham is very proud of this because he's previously spoken of his Drogheda connections in the House of Commons at Westminster. So like a lot of Irish people, obviously had to emigrate. So his great-grandfather worked in the Liverpool docks along with other family members before actually joining the British Army to fight in World War One, and he joined the King's Liverpool Regiment, spent 2 years in captivity during the Great War before tragically dying just 2 weeks before the end of the war. So the mayor of Drogheda, Declan Power, has welcomed Andy Burnham's connections to the town. He says everyone in the town has been watching the rise of Andy Burnham and his election result, which was a phenomenal election result this day last week, and there is obviously high expectation that he will be the next Prime Minister. And Drogheda is always proud to learn of international figures with family roots in the town. Now the big question will be, will Andy Burnham visit?
Will he visit? Yeah, he will certainly be invited.
And what can we name in his honour?
Yeah, there'll have to be a mural in some filling station somewhere.
The mayor says that if circumstances arise in which an invitation would be appropriate for Mr. Burnham to visit Drogheda, he would be very supportive of it. And we're also reminded that there are very close ties between Drogheda and Liverpool because we had the regular ferry and shipping service between the town and Merseyside. And a lot of people locally in Drogheda have Liverpool relatives, and some are now related to the future British Prime Minister, it would seem.
Well, from connections to famous people to contacting world leaders.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Have you ever been to the Auras?
No, actually, I haven't.
Really? I'm shocked. I thought you would have been.
No, I would love to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I've been twice.
Have I ever?
I think you'd remember if you're in
it. Yeah, sorry. No, I'm trying to think. Was I there for one? No, I haven't been.
Now, do you know who I was there with? William and Kate and Harry and Meghan. Because both times when they visited, they popped in and I was covering both their visits.
You were working.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't personally accompanying
them. I'd like to go to a little day out.
Yeah. Well, these kids did in Wexford. Great idea. We have tips on how you can get to the Auras now. Just basically write a letter. So five young girls from a village in Wexford were thrilled to be invited up to meet President Catherine Connolly 6 months after one of the girls sent her a handwritten letter. So the girl is called Hannah Ward, 10 years of age, and she wrote to President Catherine Connolly, as I say, 6 months ago. Didn't expect an invitation in the post, though, inviting her and four friends to come up to Dublin for a garden party. And last Saturday, the President and her husband, Brian, hosted a garden party at Auras an Uachtaráin. And the Enniscorthy Guardian says after learning about the President in school, Hannah decided to write to her, introducing herself and saying if she was ever in Ballindagan, that she'd be welcome to pop in. And then they got a letter from the President
saying, lovely?
Come on up to the Auras.
Now, you can do it. You can definitely do tours of Auras an Uachtaráin. We should probably do that. Do you know what I mean? Because it's terrible that we haven't seen.
Yeah, no, well, it's a lovely place. Great grounds in it as well. The groundskeepers do phenomenal work there. They say when they were at the garden party, they were thrilled to shake hands with the President, have a conversation. And the young girl said that the visit had a great impact on them. The party had food, music, there were games set up on the lawn. They had giant X's and O's, and the kids were out doing doing cartwheels. And we're told that last year, the kids didn't know who she was, but they saw this cool woman on the telly playing keepy uppies.
Yeah.
And they never had on their career card that they would have met a female president, because for these kids, they've only known Michael D. Higgins.
Yeah.
So now they get to see a female president. They had a ball.
That's a fantastic story.
And they're on cloud nine. Well, we've a highway to hell in Cork, I can tell you this week. I know we've had hot weather, but I wasn't expecting this because the roads are literally melting in Cork.
Go on.
So on Wednesday, a section of road between Ballygarvan and Five Mile Bridge had to be actually closed after the heat melted tarmac, causing serious problems for motorists. Now, we're told that the council acted quickly after getting the initial reports, but it wasn't until several drivers had gone over the tarmac, which had been heated up, that the issue was brought to light. But by then, the sticky tar had stuck to the tyres of several cars, and it's caused serious damage because now the tyres are covered in gravel, tar, all sorts of debris on them. And users on the popular Carrigaline notice board shared pictures of the damage on social media. And now, unfortunately, they face many hours scraping off tar and debris or having to replace their tyres altogether. So it's kind of a bit of a headache for them. Now, local councillor Jack White has confirmed the closure, and he says any vehicles damaged should get in touch with the council's insurance department. You might get a few quid out of it. But there we go. This is what we have to get used to with climate change now.
Isn't it unbelievable?
I know, it really is.
No, it really does.
I heard of people in Vegas in the heat of the summer whose flip-flops would get stuck
melted
to the pavement. Yeah. But I didn't think you'd hear it in Ireland.
Roads melting away in County Cork. The sound of Love Island.
I can't stand Love Island.
No, I'm not a fan. However, I have dipped in and out of bits of it this year because of Fitzy.
Okay.
And we had his sister, Katie Fitzgerald, joined us in Galway at the Galmont Hotel on Monday for a summer tour. Lovely girl.
Yeah,
she wanted to tell us all about
I saw her. I saw her on Ireland AM as well, and she seems lovely. So I haven't ever seen a full episode, I will say. Everything I've seen about Love Island has been against my will. Which on social media or whatever. The newsroom here are obsessed with it. They all watch it. I can kind of feel my brain cells dwindling when I watch it. But anyway, I did actually meet Maura Higgins. I was at a table with Maura Higgins before, and she's lovely. So what I'll say is the Irish Love Island people are great.
Yep.
Just the rest of them we don't like. But anyway.
What have we missed this week
now,
since Galway?
In Galway, the Front Door pub in Galway has created a new cocktail in honour of Sean Fitzy Fitzgerald. So the cocktail is called the Fitzy Fizz.
Ah, it's brilliant. And fair play to them.
He was a regular in this bar. And if you want to get a Fitzy Fizz, it contains pink gin, cranberry juice, lemon juice and sugar syrup, and it's topped up with Prosecco. And apparently, speaking of Fitzy's sister, he's in a couple with Lola.
Yeah.
This week, I don't know about next week, we'll see.
Oh yeah, no, they've been coupled up since the beginning. Even I know that, Shane.
And apparently they're in a strong position to win.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Ladbrokes reckon
that
they could win.
Sister Katie told me she's very confident he's going to do it.
Yeah, and they also, the family like Lola.
Yes, they love her.
From what they've seen.
She told us on the show, yeah.
Okay, great. I might watch it eventually. Yeah. I'll watch the final.
The Fitzy Fizz sounds like a great little, it's a lovely tribute, isn't it?
And it's in the Front Door pub in Galway.
Fair play.
And he's a regular there, so he might be back after he maybe wins.
Yeah, it's the Nora's Pink Gin, which is a Galway gin.
Oh, it's Irish.
I was reliably told that on Monday. Very finally for this week.
So we all know what that sound is.
I hope to God that's not you in the toilet that you recorded.
I got it off YouTube. We all know that sound, and the search is on to find Ireland's best public loo. Do you have a favourite public toilet?
No, I don't. But however, I know over the years, I think the toilets at the top of Stephen's Green Shopping Centre are brilliant. I know you pay to use them, but they're always clean.
Yeah. A little birdie told me you liked toilets in Wicklow recently as well.
Did I hear that? Yeah, we went down a couple of years ago to the summer tour from Enniskerry.
Oh yeah.
And they have a brilliant setup there of a, you know, they're like portaloos, but very posh portaloos
okay.
that you can use in the middle of the village. I was very impressed with them.
Now, we're not just talking public toilets here on the street. We're talking, like, I like the Westbury toilets, you know, like your hotel toilets.
Do you go in and pretend you're looking for
yes.
something? Oh, of course you do.
Of course I yeah. do.
Oh, they're not here. I'll just use the loo.
The Shelburne ones are nice as well. But anyway, we're looking for Ireland's best public toilet because Dino Rod is going to scour the country from top to bottom this summer to find Ireland's next
Christ.
Super loo. And they're urging owners of toilets everywhere to enter them in the nationwide competition that will see one public loo take the national toilet. The last time we had Toilet of the Year was back in 1992, and that was won by the Schlieve Russell Hotel
in Cavan. Yeah.
And now, three decades later, Super Loo returns to crown a new champion of Irish bathroom.
What makes a good loo?
So we need cleanliness, obviously, yeah. that's number one. Bit of comfort. Obviously, accessibility. They need to have a bit of style and character, a bit of pizzazz about them. The smell is very important. The Westbury ones smell lovely. That's why I like them. Also, good ventilation, good hand drying facilities. I like ones that have hand lotion as well.
Yeah.
You know, as the hand wash or whatever. Ease of maintenance, the amount of toilet paper available, but also the ply. None of your single ply cheap dirt here. We're talking expensive toilet roll and a good toilet paper holder position as well. So if you know of one of those toilets around the country, you can nominate them. So we're talking hotels, libraries, pubs, cafes, cinemas, and there's going to be judges reviewing every application. I'd like to be a judge for this competition.
You'd be a great judge for this.
And then we're going to shortlist 10 entries who'll face a public vote. Entries close Friday 17th of July.
What on earth do you win?
I don't know that. The title of Super Loo of the Year, apart from that, I'm not sure. Maybe some nice toilet roll. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some nice hand soap or something.
Your plans for the weekend to soak up this sunshine.
Yes, soak up the sunshine, go racing this evening, and I have to do a load of gardening. I want to cut my hedge at some stage, but if I don't have time to do that today, maybe tomorrow.
I know, I should probably follow suit. But
yes,
anyway.
Get out into the garden while you can.
I will see you later on. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing, back Monday morning from 6. Thanks a million for joining us
Thank
on Lunchtime
you.
Live.
I hope everyone has a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.